things over the ears. Looks like a man's, what you call them here?
Sideburns?
Looks like a man's sideburns, and it's red. And that's a shell cracker.
Those are freshwater fish?
Mm-hmm.
Is the shell cracker good to eat?
Oh, yeah. And then they have the stump knocker.
The stump knocker?
Stump knocker. Lives under old stumps and roots.
Mm-hmm.
You throw your hook out in the river where there's a lot of roots and stumps and things, you're sure gonna get one. And if he bites and you miss him, if you just put it back there, he'll get it. Because he's a game fish.
Uh-huh. So he's good to eat too?
Yeah, he's good to eat. And then there's another kind that they call a war mouth.
Uh-huh.
Which has a great big mouth. Big one.
Mm-hmm.
But now this shell cracker has a tiny mouth. I don't see how they get the bait in the mouth. But they do.
Mm-hmm. What do you use for bait?
Use worms, earthworms, and crickets. Willow worms. Alligator fleas.
Alligator fleas?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You get those out of old rotten logs that lie in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They're good bait. Fish just will not let him alone until he gets it.
What was that your husband had the other day that he was
going
to use for bait?
Oh, oak worms.
Huh?
Oak worms. You got oak worms this time of year, but now you can't get them. I don't think you can find them now. The last time he went to hunt them, he got three. They're hard to get after. Well, in the month of September is when they're in. And then they just die. They die, go back down in the ground. They say they do, I don't know. Down around the oak. And next year they hatch out and come back.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of bait shops around here. Where do they get
them? Well, the colored people, most of the colored people, some of the white. There was a white man and his wife went out bait hunting yesterday. And they got 125 worth of worms.
What do you mean they went out bait hunting? What
are they? They stick down a stob about this high, drive it down in the ground.
3 feet.
And do it like this with another board or something. Grunt it. They call them grunting them.
You mean just knock it back and forth?
No, it just slips on it and it makes a noise.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's a lot of worms to get in one half a day, isn't it?
What is this sticking this bolt, this stob down?
It jars the ground.
Mm-hmm. And then they pull that up? And
they come to see what it is. They come up, they'll come up all around it.
You mean the worms come up
out
of the ground?
Worms come out of the ground to see what that is. And then they pick them up.
And they got $125?
$125 worth of bait. Yesterday morning, they were out there, he said, by sunup, though, and they came in by 12. But now that's a lot of worms.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, that's right.
For half a day's work, that's not too bad.
Just he and his wife. You can't get help. The colored people here at Dr. Blair, they won't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't do a thing.
Well, were those just regular earthworms?